Blog Talk Radio.
But would love to just hear.
Yes, as I was reflecting back, getting ready for today's series, Queen Ellen the Poet, I'm so grateful for you and you know, you going through last week with you and being able to vibrationally sync with you, that was a key highlight because you and I play at another level of vibration, and it really elevated my works in many ways throughout the week. And so I greatly appreciate that, and I believe that the listeners, when they who haven't had the chance to listen, who did, are going to benefit from the energy exchange that we had. So that
was yes. Oh, thank you for saying that. Yes, definitely. The energy was definitely high, and I appreciated you so much, and just your words there for the synergy that we had together.
Mm-hmm. You had really good commentary, and having worked with me now for over a year, it was good to hear that back. So, and just reaffirming all the work. So I kind of, when I look back at some of the other highlights of it is there, as you listed out the topics we covered, there are many, it just reaffirmed the many dimensions, the many dimensions that today's leaders, entrepreneurs would benefit from considering. And even if some of the elements they had considered, we brought forth a higher next level, now level, to really lean in and to consider how their own journey of leadership from all the different elements and angles that we covered. So I think taking the time to consider the many dimensions and where you're at and how you can benefit from the knowledge that we shared and the resources that we made available and I made available as well would be really good. In doing that, because from all the elements, it brought that focus really in, in each one of them. But as somebody listening could maybe get a little overwhelmed of, I didn't realize there were so many facets of me, So the importance of having a guide, as I walked through each one of them, I gave thought of what was the highest message to speak to maybe even their higher consciousness that they that they weren't aware of, and let that energy resonate with them in their belly and their body and their thoughts and so forth.
Yes.
And also speaking to that and reassuring them that as a guide that I am for my clients, and if potentially partnering with them, that the journey doesn't have to be difficult or hard, and it can be one of elevation, one of embodiment of the works that we did, one where you can get inspired and you can walk through with me by your side and implementing these, customizing to you. So just the partnering aspect, I thought we did a good job in not only educating higher value of things that our clients use now and beyond, but also the availability of having a partner. So one, you don't delay, because that divide in the marketplace, as I mentioned in one of them during the week, is only going to get bigger. And stalling and delaying, either because you don't know where to start or don't know how to or which one, that shouldn't even be in your peripheral, because that's why you have an expertise like myself and Allie Nicole that walked you through that and can further support you. So reassuring and knowing that all great leaders, even myself, as I've been mentored by Allie Nicole here and other great coaches and inspired individuals, but walking through it, being an example of allowing the works I did that I've been able to showcase last week with them, and then being an example of allowing myself to be served through you, and then hopefully encouraging those that are ready to be served through me so they don't miss out and they get to benefit from, getting in touch with their higher leadership inner being. They get to radiate, more broadly and more succinctly where they need to. They get to get out of their own way, and reap the rewards. So I would say that. And then chief aim, I really wanted to, and I, I did. I took deliberate intention to prepare for each one, though these are my mm-hmm. works, and I bring them into my clients now and previously as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the writing, the publications, but I took time for yes. each one of them to revisit them and get vibrationally connected and rereading the work and thinking through what was the best message that I could share, because there's a
yes.
lot to unpack.
Yes,
a lot
yes,
to unpack
yes.
Because it's a beautiful thing and it's a much needed momentous opportunity in leadership nowadays. There is so mm-hmm. much opportunity to grow and be that beacon of light and be that impact
yes.
and to stand
yes.
out and to shift in your lanes and all the wonderful things we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So my chief aim was really listening to my intuition, which is leadership
mm-hmm.
success, and determining in advance the best message so that I could bring it forward in a way that you could hear it.
Yes.
And you could resonate with it, and you could be inspired
mm-hmm.
by it. So I would say that deliberateness of being prepared to bring the best part of me and the message
yes.
at the time for the audience.
Yes, and
sense?
It was stellar. Yes, yes, and you did that, and you can tell that you were deliberate in your intention, because vibrationally it certainly came out, and then just the deliverance. Yeah, definitely. Wonderful. Oh, my goodness, yes. I hate the series ended, actually.
Yeah, it was a great week. Just having to play that high energy all week long and a new facet, a new multi-dimension that I play
yes.
in. You know, that's back
yes.
there in my logo, the different dimensions. But
mm-hmm.
you know, to play with it so
mm-hmm.
purposely every day.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I enjoyed it. I hope the listeners
did. That's great.
Can.
That's why I wanted you to be able to, you know, to share. We're continuing the dialogue, but it's so important.
Yeah.
And I love everything that you've been sharing so far. And, you know, and speaking even of the multidimensional, because, you know, that's been the
yeah.
work that we've been doing in terms of the multifaceted multipreneurship
mm-hmm.
and being able to bring these different levels of a brand and leadership expression to the forefront. And this is extremely important for leaders and emerging leaders and brands to really pay attention to, is that what was happening with Queen Renee is that you did get to see all these different levels of her leadership and branding expression, and being a demonstration of don't be afraid to show up in these different categories. And if you notice, in each segment, I introduced her with a primary role, but also a secondary that was her role as it related to the topic that she was sharing in that aspect of leadership. And the reason for doing that is simply because when she's sharing about a specific function, she is in that dimension of herself sharing about that leadership aspect. And so that's something, listeners, to definitely pay attention to and to go back if you missed it. And then for those who haven't heard the segments yet, that pay attention to that so that you can see the different levels of her branding and leadership. And also that makes her even more credible of why she's a trusted guide that will be able to help you expand far beyond what you could ever imagine, and not be boxed in just to a limitation of one title and one aspect of your leadership beingness. So, Queen Renee, continue. I just wanted to plug that in.
No, I appreciate. Can you remind me of the third element to speak to?
Yes.
I so, just got so into
actually,
that.
Actually, you've actually really kind of shared, just in everything you've been talking about. But the third element was just really about how you felt this experience sort of leveled you up and possibly expanded the work that you're going to do moving forward. Because I know anytime you have an experience like this and you've been sharing in terms of it was, you know, high energy, another aspect for you,
sure.
an opportunity to share your worthwhile, outstanding works on a higher level, you know, from this place. And so anytime you have a unique series like this, as leaders, we always get leveled up in the process. As you said, you were going back through reading materials and deliberately preparing. And so through this experience, just, you know, with wanting to know that if something has springboarded from, you know, that, you know, for you moving forward.
Something, have a lot of
things. Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, the energy. No,
yes.
it, I enjoyed that. There's a lot of challenges out there and people are offering mm-hmm. them. And I enjoyed being part of and the challenge. And it was a great 6 days of up-leveling me. And, mm-hmm. you know, I spent time preparing mentally, not just mm-hmm. preparing the topic, but preparing my intuition, my mental state, my own experience, being intentional with the vibration and, you know, mm-hmm. really, really honing into those habits. And so I did that again this morning. I'm like, I like that. I mean, I've done it.
Yeah.
I have different rituals and that I do to work for my powers on every day. But during mm-hmm. the week, I added some things and up-leveled. So I want to keep practicing those because I mm-hmm. really got in tune with the now space that is so mm-hmm. important. Even more so, even though I practice that and I teach that, I really leaned into it even more so I could be more present, even more so at a higher vibrational plane for your listeners. And so letting go of all the things that are halfway there or aren't done or whatnot, it was mm-hmm. so, because about many projects that I'm working on, you know, with me and my team, but to just focus in wholeheartedly was a beautiful experience and it allowed me to create quicker. I practice every day. You know, you'll be able to see the in this in my link. Oh, we can share some follow-up articles that I did for mm-hmm. each
we'll
day.
Have those in the description.
Mm-hmm. To recapture it and to go in and actually put our conversation, and even there was new things that I offered, not just
the
new mm-hmm. vibration, the next level that came to me mm-hmm. inspired through intention and intuition. So having
I saw a lot of that happening. It's like, this inspired more for her to, you know, add to her reservoir of offerings. And so
awesome. So the discipline to every day go in and repurpose the work we did and mm-hmm. to even repurpose it from an up-level position. And again, showing the offerings because I'm not that I'm shy at that, but I want to be able to help others who are ready for this to find me. So I need to do a better job at that. I have no problem showing up and branding and sharing my message and adding value every day. And in the platforms, I do that regularly. I did one today. But, you know, mm-hmm. to really be more, in a good way, direct of how you can utilize me, that was a good opportunity mm-hmm. as well. So not only designing the content, the articles quicker, but they also were written from a higher level, being in the zone and vibration with
Absolutely.
You, but then also being more deliberate and in a way of letting you know from a positive, assertive way. Mm-hmm. What I have available to really help you maximize this and take advantage now and now on the next level. And so that to me was some, I want to be able to stay in that zone as I continue to create and design from here because it was good refresher in some of the works that we've done together, but even mm-hmm. at even a higher level and to be the demonstration of what we were talking about. And I tell mm-hmm. you what, can I just say this, that not just what I got, but by that whole, even though I'm regularly show up to be even more so at a vibrational plane and very, very deliberate, the following that I had during the week, my leadership voice really shined out there on all my platforms. People were showing up during the call, but they were also new coming in and commenting and participating with the post. And even sharing them because it was really resonating. So I say that because mm-hmm. this is much needed messages. And it was great to have that affirmation, not from, oh, look at me, but the affirmation that the messaging was spot on and that it was mm-hmm. being now vibrating and ripple effect out from me to them and to those they want to share it with. And that's what, you know, true leadership in this new era is about is, mm-hmm. is really... I talk about this in my new publication about intuition is going to be the currency of new leadership. I believe mm-hmm. it. And so it was mm-hmm. exciting to see that demonstrated as I presented it. Others were picking up on that higher vibration intuition and using it and then sharing it with others. And so that example of the intuition, that sixth sense, and growing that as a leader so that you can give the right messages that are needed now, not get so stuck in old works or old things that you felt like you should get to, but in the now energy, the now space and vibration. And I did that, and it was demonstrated on the other end by those picking it up and carrying it into their network. So I found that super exciting.
Yes, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. You shined so brightly. You were illuminate. And the thing about it is that just starts a new phase of illumination for your leadership, and which is so needed right now. I've mentioned during the series, you know, a few times that you are one of the most important voices that needs to be heard during this time. And in the digital space, I do believe that, you know, you are that female powerhouse that is here to expand and elevate the higher levels of awareness to what leadership is supposed to be like, especially now in the digital space, and why it is important to come to the right lighthouses that, you know, we talk about. And we wrote a publication, you know, we co-authored a publication together, you know, on that level, on that topic, because it's not enough just for others to go to different lighthouses, and it's not enough just to be illuminate. You have to be an illuminate leader who is leading this new way of expanded acceleration for people during this time, because accelerated leadership is what is going to be the very catalyst to change. And you brought up something in terms of how you're moving quicker and the being a part of the challenge and sharing the articles each day allows you to be able to do that, being more deliberate and dedicated to your discipline, so to speak, is that that's what is needed for leaders nowadays, is to be able to be more accelerated, but not accelerated in terms of just doing, but accurately accelerate themselves. And that's why with what you shared, that's why with what you shared is that you allow yourself to be intuitive and also to be grounded so that you could even bring forth a higher level of a message that maybe you shared a certain way at one point, but being present in the power of the now and allowing that to elevate and expand. And so I thought, you know, you did that so magnificently, you know, throughout the week. And that's why I say you are one of the most important voices, and especially feminine voices, that needs to be heard and recognized, you know, during this time. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to expand on that, kind of maybe even a last thought or however today, but I think that being resilient as a leader is such a valuable quality, and the opposite of that is resistance. And so having the opportunity to go through a challenge myself, you know, I feel like I'm an excellent coach because I use great mentors and coaches like yourself, and I do the work and I stay in my trade and I up level and I continue to grow and develop so I can give the best things and the most, you know, timely things to them. And and I think for the listeners is, so, you know, building that resilience and letting go and leaning in and listening to the inspiration, listening to your inner being, the beingness, that is a portion, that is a part of being more resilient, because the opposite of that is resistance.
Yes.
And resistance means that you are not growing and you are staying in the past. And it means that you're trying to make something of the past work for the now, or you're trying to go back in the past and be in the past and make it work. So I just felt like when I was invited, you said to think about what was like a message to really leave. That came to me. I thought, you know, whoever needs to hear that, it's so important that that quality of resilience is about learning how, one of the points of it is learning how to allow yourself to get in touch with your inner higher leader, your inner being, and work from that. that's going to not steer you wrong, and it's going to cause you to have to beautifully get into the now works of leadership. Resisting these messages, resisting the messages, then means that you're not in touch with your inner being, your higher leadership voice. Then you're so that's the opposite of being that one of the strong qualities that we're going to need in today's leaders that are needing to be more readily available to their consciousness and able to move more agile and quicker, because that's what I was demonstrating too. You will need to move more agile and quicker in this new environment leadership. And that means that you're going to need to let some of the methods and ways or even projects on your list or wish list go because they no longer fit. And so learning to
put them from the bucket list to the bucket that you don't need that anymore.
So I think when you listen to the, go back and listen or you read the articles, and if you feel that sense of evolving, great. You're using that quality of being resilient and letting yourself mold to the new clay, letting yourself mold to the new energy and the new awareness that she was speaking to. If you feel resistance, then that tells you you're not in your now. You're now stronger inner leader beingness. Mm. You're in the past. Resistance always comes from something from the past. And that I'm learning, you know, I'm recalibrating that for myself and different things that I anticipated this last year to get into my works. And it doesn't mean they weren't valuable and there's good things, but I've already evolved. So I want to play in this energy and keep bringing this energy forward. And so as you do that, as you, as a listener, think about that. If you feel like, oh, that's great, I want to get there, but I got to get back over here to do this. Depending on what confines you're in, you know, you're in a corporate environment, you might need to look at the past projects and then say, yes, that was, but I found a way that we can actually accelerate it by doing this and leveraging it. Or that was on my list because somebody told me it was, or I felt like I had to have it. Do I really? Or could I play more bravely or more boldly or be that brand, that lighthouse, if I go this way? And let that go without feeling like it's a mark against you. So that's the messaging that I felt inspired to share with the audience today so that you lean more in and think about where you're at so you can use this most impactfully for your leadership and your life.
Absolutely. Wow, Queen Renee, that was spectacular. The show is done now. I mean, that was it. that was spectacular. And, oh my goodness, I mean, that was beyond profound. And anyone listening, you need to really soak that in. Let that marinate, because what she's saying, there's actually so many different dimensions and layers of truth in that which she has magnificently expressed. And she brought up resistance. We're in a time, a high-level time of acceleration. And there's possibilities. There's a possibility portal that is open for those who are ready to accelerate. You can accelerate if you're in resistance. And it's time for leaders to really catch up with their evolution, because one of the things, and Queen Renee I know will agree, is that you really are already all that you need to be for the time space that we're in to be showing up and serving at a higher level. So as you go back and listen to these segments, you know, pick up where you already are in your leadership and now what needs to just expand so that your brand and the evolution of who you have become can be displayed in the marketplace, just as you're seeing what Queen Renee has magnificently been displaying throughout the week, and certainly in this segment here. And it also should just invite you to definitely follow her. I've been encouraging others. We have her information in the description, but I've been encouraging others to follow her on LinkedIn so that you can see this high-level demonstration and be with her in real time. On posts and different things. She would love to have you engage and check out the plethora of articles that she has, not just the ones that we're providing from this particular series, but also the ones, you know, that are in her archives. So Queen Renee, I just Oh, wow. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You have
You're
been
welcome.
Amazing.
Thank you. Namaste. You're welcome.
You are so welcome. Thank you. It's been my absolute honor and pleasure to have had you. And, of course, this is not it for you as it relates to the continuation of the expansion. So thank you again and for everything and bringing the wow to the wow seat. And I certainly will be having you back again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Queen Allie Nicole.
Oh, thank you. You're most welcome. And I just want to say thanks for being a part of this experience with us, listeners. This was a special segment. And the wow seat is dedicated to bringing you the best top expertpreneurs across all of our platforms. And you actually can learn more about our platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Also, check out our replays at www.thewowseatpodcast.tumblr.com. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media. You can learn more about me at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. I am wishing you a wow week and stay blessed.